5:25 Central African Time on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safinatu Ila Al-Jannah. And yes, it's the first of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444, which is also the 22nd of May, 2023. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Iyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Dhul-Qa'dah 1444. Read the dua. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. O Almighty Allah, make this month of Dhul-Qa'dah a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. These words, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 26, Surah Al-Shu'ara, the poets, and verses 105 to 110. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reminds us regarding Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah and the Ark. His honorable name is mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 71 is dedicated to this mighty messenger. For a male Nuh, for a female Nuha, N-U-H-A. The meaning to cry and console people, because you have love and concern for them, so therefore you console them, pacify them. So these people who the Nabi Nuh alayhi salam was sent to them, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The nation and the people of Noah, they rejected the messengers. To reject one is rejecting all the messengers, because their message is of monotheism, connecting them to Almighty Allah, speaking about the prophets and messengers to come, and telling them about the year after. So they did not want to see him. They would insert their fingers in their ears, as mentioned in chapter 71. And when Nabi Noah told them, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When their brother told them, brother, not biological brother, brother in the tribal manner. So Noah told them, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Do you not fear? You worshipping these idols, deities, semi-gods, demigods? Inni lakum rasulun amin. I am for you a faithful and an honest messenger, selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Fattaqullaha wa ati'un. Fear Almighty Allah and obey me. Obey me sincerely, lovingly, willingly. I am not asking you for any material benefit, any wages, any salary. Wa ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. That I am not asking you for this da'wat and tabligh, propagating and reminding you, any wages, any materialism, salary. In ajriya illa ala rabbil alameen. My reward is there by Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, cherisher of all the worlds. Fattaqullah. Again he reminds them, fear Almighty Allah. Today we are sanctimonious. 80-90% of the ummah, our private life is a sordid life. And we're busy with the chat lines, we're busy with the haram movies, we're busy with so many haram things. Allah alone protect us. And remember, in public we want to show we are pious. Allah forbid. Fattakullah, that stay away from vices and sins and fear Almighty Allah in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and public. Wa ati'un, and be obedient to me. So what was the response of his people? Inshallah, we will discuss that tomorrow. Let us take you around the globe for news, views, interviews, nationally, locally and internationally. First news, breaking news, happened a few hours ago. Hitler's children, the real terrorists of the world, the haramis of the world, the Jutlas, the Zionists, Allah Ta'ala's curse is on them, la'anahumullah. They invaded Nablus and martyred and murdered three of our brothers there in Nablus in occupied Palestine. They're stealing more land. And what does America say? We are very concerned that they are occupying the occupied territories. What does your concern help? For today you are the ones, all you G7 and this country, saying that Russia invaded, you understand, Ukraine, and these sanctions and these measures, these haramis, these real terrorists, the whole world is seeing who the real terrorists are. For 75 years they have invaded, and ethnic cleansing taking place, land grab taking place. For a moment, just turn it the other way around. If it was Muslims stealing Jewish land, if it was Muslim taking Christian or Hindu land, then the whole world media should have made such a big noise. Now these are the real haramis, these are the real terrorists, these are the Hitler's children, and you tell me that they are human beings? Therefore Gideon Levy says they are not even human beings, they are subhuman, these settlers there. The only lesson they will understand is jihad. So make dua, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zal Alimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy, and ya Allah, throw them out, ya Allah, and ya Allah, make them a punishment for humanity to see the cursed nation and haramis. So there's a war coming on. Haaretz newspaper reports between the Israeli secular people, who are in the majority, and the Orthodox ones. So that will be a civil war. Alhamdulillah, we hope it starts soon so they can kill one another, the haramis. We know during the weekend over 100,000 Jutla Zionists were marching in Tel Aviv and other places. So they don't know what to do. So they take their frustration out on the Palestinians. But we never say every Jew, as I told you, that we will say majority without a shadow of doubt. See the one Jutla. Realization came to him in 1967, 56 years ago, when they occupied Jerusalem, and then they stole that land. Till today they're occupying it illegally according to international law. So he stole the key of the Maghariba gate, the Moroccan gate. Now his conscience got the better of him and he returned it, and he told the Jutlas, the haramis, that you must give back Palestine to the people who really own it, and we Jutlas, haramis, don't own it. So that was a good thing by him. At least he did some good there. And remember Ben-Gvir, Ibn al-Himar, the son of a donkey. And remember he goes yesterday to Aqsa to provoke the Palestinians, and then got the audacity to say, we are in charge and we will do as we please. Remember this. We know what happened to Ariel Sharon. He entered Aqsa and then for 8 years he was placed, remember, in Sakarat. Such a punishment. The same thing will happen to you, you harami Ben-Gvir, Smotrich, Bibi Netanyahu. You watch the ending of all these real terrorists, and now they can't hide anything. Everything is being exposed to the world media. They used to call themselves the most moral army. You can change that to the world's most immoral army in the world, the haramis, Jutlas. Obama is banned. You know Obama, the president, or was the president of America, he can't enter Russia. earthquake in North Carolina, 5.5 on the Richter scale. You say, America, you're the superpower. Allah gives you one small little smack to show you you can do absolutely nothing, and I can decimate, annihilate you in one split second. Here's another example. An earthquake in North Carolina. Russia conquers. Man conquers majority parts of Bakhmut. Never mind the propaganda you're learning on the Western media. Russia in control. Putin gave a wonderful speech of congratulation to his army and forces. I told you, but you won't listen, you West. Russia is coming for all of you. Do you know what Putin has done on the various oceans and seas? They've already sent their submarines and so forth. And those countries that are allowing, because they know majority now want to move away from the dollar and they want to join BRICS and so forth. And therefore Putin say, I'm coming. All guns blazing to South Africa for the BRICS conference. No one will stop me. We welcome you, Putin. You're a harami, but you're a good harami at this time in this world. Euro, the use of the euro is shrinking globally. Not many people are using it. Macron, he's the enemy of Islam and Muslims. He was the one when they made cartoons, Allah forbid, Aliyazubillah, against Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone who allows cartoons, who promotes cartoons, Allah will punish you in this world. See now, Macron. What's happening to him? They're making posters of him and he looks like Hitler. And now they're very upset. They want to charge those people who are behind that. Well, we tell you on your face, Macron, you are worse than Hitler, remember that, because you are targeting Islam and Muslims and so forth. So what happened to the freedom of speech, freedom of expression and so forth? Everything these whiteys do is just for their white hegemony, and they want to be in charge. That is the problem with the whiteys, majority of them. There's a big heat wave hitting Delhi, and Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, nobody can stop it. Today it's going to reach 45, 47, 46, around there. So big heat wave there in Delhi. And remember, this weekend there will be a big conference there in Kashmir, and that is disputed territory, and therefore China said the G20, they are not attending. Saudi Arabia said they're not attending. Turkey said they're not attending. Every Muslim country, Arab country, must boycott this and bring shame to Modi and his government, because they are also another apartheid regime for the Muslims, remember. And then you must remember that China replaces Japan as the top car exporter. You know, cars come everywhere in the world from Japan. Now China has overtaken them. China is in the pole position with Russia, remember that. Either you're going to support America and Israel and Britain and all these shaitans in France, or either you also follow the China and Russia and BRICS. So we all know which is the better option for the Muslim countries. 6 Iranian soldiers have were killed, and now they, the Iranian regime, the Shias, Kufar, say that they have arrested a group of people who were the agents of Israel. Now, next one you must remember is this, that the ANC ministers, you go read our South African media, BBC carried the story as well. They said from 2019 to 2022, these ANC ministers, in our language we call them mufatiyas, you know, who just want free things, who never experience load shedding. They spend $5 million on their expansion of their houses, on their pest control, and on their kitchens, and so forth and so on. You tell me these people are worried about us. They are just there to fill their pockets and to get fed the big wigs. A disgrace they are. Majority of them are not fit to be ministers and should be fired, remember that. But what do you expect when every second one is a criminal as well and corrupted? And then MBS, how can we forget him? MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, his wife is Amira Sara, Princess Sara. Now she wants to come in the limelight, and now they're building a big university. It's called Ilm. Ilmi. Ilmi means knowledge, but not Quran Sharif, not Sunnah Mubarakah, not the fiqh and jurisprudence of Islam, but they say it will be a master and teaching the youngsters and the youth science and technology and so forth. You see, they are so overawed and overwhelmed by the Western culture. They suffer from an inferiority complex. In their hearts and minds, the Arabs, majority, and Muslims, majority, in their hearts and minds, it is embedded that the West is the best and white is right. And the last note is a wonderful note for us in South Africa. So somebody sent me a cartoon, very nice. They said the Raider. So the Raider is gone now, he's no more CEO. So what's going to happen? The Raider is replaced by Generator. The Raider is replaced by Generator. So that is what they got. Inshallah, today between 8:30 and 9 with Maulana Zahid Khan, we will discuss Al-Hajarul Aswad, Maqam Ibrahim, Rukn Yamani, inshallah. And then 1 to 2 will be tafsir. 2 to half past 2 will be the report back on Zulqadah. Very interesting. Many things I will tell you which you don't know. So listen to it between 2 and 2:30 on the Markaz Sahaba. And tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, will be the live Q&A with Maulana Arafat Atiyah and myself between 8 to 10 on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And make special dua for occupied Palestine and for the Muslims throughout the world. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
I see there's a listener who starts saying that if I make qurbani for a marhum, can I do one sheep for both my parents and daughter, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have to rephrase the question. You don't make qurbani for people who have passed away. You make qurbani for people who are alive. So you have to make qurbani for yourself, for your husband, for your wife, for your adult children who are baligh and mature and so forth. For people who have passed on, so remember you called it isali thawab. You slaughter one goat or one sheep or one shea in a cow and so forth and say it is for Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the entire ummah, million, billions of people. Or you say from Nabi Adam alayhi salam and all the children of Adam alayhi salam who passed away with Iman and Islam. So that is the reward will reach them. You called it Isali Thawab. You don't call that Qurbani, but it is permissible for you to do so. And that is our fatwa regarding that issue.
I see Dylan says, why is Saudi Arabia getting closer to India than Pakistan, Ustad?
Remember that Saudi Arabia, today Saudi Arabia, are not a Muslim regime. They're a kuffar regime. You must remember, in the holiest places, look at the corruption. In Medina Munawwara, they're building cinemas and they're allowing non-Muslims to come there as tourists, desecrating the sacred land. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brother Dylan said on his deathbed, if it's your father, your mother, my parents tell us something whilst they are on their last few minutes and last few hours, how much importance we'll attach to it. But they're ordinary mortals and people. This is the greatest of all might Allah's creation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa alayhi wa sallam, said akhrijul yahud wal nasara min jaziratil arab. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, expel the Jews, Christians, non-Muslims from the Arab Peninsula. But MBS and his cronies, comrades there, they invite them more and more. So they're not Muslims, you must remember. So that's why they will go and bootlick India, they will go and bootlick Israel, they will bootlick America, they will bootlick this country, that country. So because the regime, I don't speak of the people and ulama, I speak about the government. They are not Muslims. They are out of the fold of Islam, but very few people can make that statement because you have scholars for dollars and you get others till now in South Africa, Africa, other parts of the world who are collecting money from them. So we need to name them and shame them because we have all the evidence at our disposal.
I see Dr. Sab in Umhlanga says, dear Honorable Mufti Sab, what is the current state of South Africa? Is the government to blame for any of the country's problems, Ustad?
from A to Z, every problem they caused it, which state-owned entity is working, Dr. Saab. Yet your ESCOM, your number plate there in Umhlanga says Noor, N-U-R, but you press the button and no Noor comes. You got 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, load shedding and so forth and so on. Yesterday we phoned somebody there in Pretoria, 24 hours in certain areas, no electricity, no power at all. In Lotus Garden, you can go and find out and see. So you must remember, this is your South Africa. You in Hammanskraal, you got water problems. The people drinking water, last night before I slept, I heard the news, 10 people dead. They can't give the basic services. They're only good for looting, stealing, and enriching themselves. I just gave you now the figure that how many million, not rands, dollars they have stolen from the taxpayer, me and you, and so forth. And they tell us they are serving the country. Remember, that's why I told you, doctor, but you don't listen to me. I told you I never ever voted ANC and I'll never ever vote for them. That the writing was on the wall, but you need some firasat, you need some foresight, insight to see it and so forth. Ittaqi firasat al-mu'min fa innahu yanzuru bi nurillah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks of this in the hadith. So I can't understand when people who are belonging to the Islamic faith and Muslims, I don't say you must vote for DA or EFF, I'll never vote for them. So, but vote for other minority parties, you got IFF, IFP, and this one, and this one, and who else. So you must remember this. Then you look at your trains. If you come here opposite our house, never mind the train, the railway lines are stolen, and so forth. You take SAA, you take Eskom. Once upon a time, it was the best companies in South Africa. Today, literally gone to the dogs, you must remember that. You see, one of our colleagues here, Yusuf Ali, so his car is parked there by the masjid, and in matter of minutes, somebody steals it. And it's every day, you must remember, there is no law and order, really speaking. You got cases that public prosecutor, they're wasting money, 30 million rand or more has been wasted on that court case. Zuma versus Ramaphosa, that soccer player who was murdered from 2014 till now, they can't solve the problem. Good for nothing, hopeless, useless, impotent. That's what they are. And it's a shame and disgrace. South Africa, a first-class country, is reduced and relegated to third world, fourth world. I'm asking you, doctor, you studied in the schools, whether, I don't know, under apartheid or when, but I think maybe under apartheid. I'm not saying apartheid was good. Apartheid was a crime against humanity. Remember that we were the victims, so we know. I can never forget them calling us coolies, no dog, and no non-whites allowed. I grew up in an African township, so nobody has to teach me about apartheid. So you must remember that. But what you are doing, your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written. Tell me, if you go with your matric certificate there to in Africa, how many countries would accept it? You go to Europe, America, hardly anybody will accept it. So there, and two ministers of education. We have become the laughing stock of the world. Remember that. Hopeless, useless it is.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see Radel says, morning to you, AK. Is Russia considered a first class or second class country now, Ustad?
First class country, first world country, and it got the most nuclear in the world, and is giving America a good thrashing, and is giving NATO a good hiding, and is giving Sunak a bloody nose. Go see the inflation rate there in England and Britain and see. So remember, America uses Europe for its dirty work, and you will see that the dollar is remaining stable, or sometime it goes down. And now there's a big debate between the Republicans and Democrats, what will be the ceiling of the debts and so forth, because if they don't solve this problem by the 1st of June, end of this month, then America government officers will have to close down, bankrupt. You must say. They are bankrupt, but they want to rule by the barrel of the gun, just like Israel, the haramis they are. America and Israel are a cancer to this world, the biggest terrorists they are, you must remember. Who invaded Iraq, who invaded Afghanistan, who invaded Libya, Syria, who invaded Vietnam, and the list goes on and on. How these haramis, the jutlas, they can invade Lebanon, they can invade Syria, they can invade Palestine. So all these things goes on. So you must remember, show me which country Russia invaded beside this Ukraine, and they were justified to invade Ukraine. Remember that. They warned them, don't come near us, and don't think you will use Ukraine as a launching pad. That Zelensky, the comedian, the idiot and fool he is, he went to the Arab summit, he thought he will get something out. At least there the Arab leaders used some common sense and told him, get out from here, we are non-aligned, you must remember that. So he didn't get much there, he was disappointed. He went to G7 there in Hiroshima, so there they're increasing. So it's good, let them increase more and more. Putin say, I'm ready for a whole lot of you. So if you want to go all out for broke, I'm ready. He just has to unleash his nuclear and all G7 will be finished. So that is what the reality is. So don't live in L. I've been to all these countries. Remember that. Russia, China, America, Europe. So all these countries who speak, we Japan all. So we've been there. So we know what we are talking. So we support Putin in this because he's stopping the new world order. That is our reason for that.
10 minutes to 6 o'clock. Breaking news from our beloved brother Ibrahim Anderson. He says, Assalamu alaikum, dear Honorable Mufti Saab. Shahada for a sister who was a Roman Catholic nun. Her name is Hannah Johnson. Kindly choose an Islamic name for her. We are ready. Over to you, Ustad.
MashaAllah, my sister, Allah Jalla Wala reward you and reward our brother Ibrahim Anderson. We already gave him the title, the roving ambassador of Islam. You, my sister, brother Ibrahim Anderson, informs us that you were a Roman Catholic. So now you should know about the Bible and so forth. You know there is Jesus, right? Isa alayhi salam, his honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Then his honorable mother is Sayyidina Maryam, Mary the Virgin. So Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, so Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the noble Quran, chapter 19 dedicated to her, the only lady whose honorable name is mentioned explicitly in the Quran. Now what is, I'm bringing you to a lesson, so you need to understand this, my sister, that what is Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha's parents' name? Her father's name Imran, and her mother's name Hanna. Her mother's name Hanna. So they told us your name is Hanna or something, or so you just change it now, my sister. You tell people my new name, Muslim name, is Hanna. H-A-N-N-A. And if they ask you who is Hanna, you must say the mother of Mary, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, the grandmother, the maternal grandmother of Nabi Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So what's your name now, my sister? Hanna. What is the meaning of Hanna? H-A-N-N-A-H. It means to be kind and compassionate. So you got it, my sister? Now you're going to read with me in Arabic. Repeat it, and then we'll give you the translation, and then you're a Muslimah. Wonderful occasion. On the beginning of this month, write that down also, Ibrahim Anderson. Show it to her. First of Zulqada, 1444. And you can put the Gregorian calendar, the date as well. Come, let's read now, my sister. Ashahadu, ashahadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashahadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh, wa rasuluh. So that is the Arabic formula you read, my sister Hanna, and now you're a Muslimah, you're our sister in religion, and you have us leave everything of the Catholic faith and the Christians and so forth. Now we're reading the translation, my sister Hanna, and you repeat it. What is the translation? I bear witness that truly, there is none, worthy of worship Accept all, mighty Allah. Accept all, mighty Allah. And I also bear witness, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you say peace be upon him, was, is, will always be, the final and the last messenger, the last and final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah, the last and final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah. You, my sister Hannah, make a note of this. Ibrahim Anderson, you show her chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. They tell the non-Muslims, when you leave your kufr and blasphemy, your Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, atheism, Satanism, whatever it is, and you embrace Islam sincerely, lovingly, willingly, يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, their sins of the past is forgiven. Chapter 8, verse 38. And then Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Prophet of Islam said, my sister Hanna, innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla, verily Islam expunges and removes the sins of the past. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. At this juncture, we must thank the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. He sponsors all these programs. It's become a sadaqah jariyah for him, mashallah, that in this past 10-12 days, 15 people embrace Islam. So what do we say? It's not we or Mona Arafat or anybody. No, it's only the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. And we thank the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International. People listen to you in the vehicles, in their homes, on FM. So Allah Ta'ala reward you as well. And Allah Ta'ala reward our Ibrahim Anderson, our Mona Arafat, Mo Salim Karim. They were the initial ones to make the contact with Brave Ibrahim Anderson and so forth. So everybody's share is there, and that is what this ummah is all about. Do networking, invite the people with beauty and wisdom towards Islam, and remove them, take them out from the darknesses in which they are groping in. Chapter 14, verse number 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. That you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your function is, chapter 14, verse 1, Surah Ibrahim, take them out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them to the nur, the radiance and effulgence of Islam. So sister Hannah, we make dua for you. We supplicate to Almighty Allah, Allahumma thabbitna lal iman wa amitna lal iman wa hshurna yawm al qiyamati wal iman. You sister Hannah, wherever you are, keep contact with our sisters. There are so many Muslim sisters there. My own sister, my niece, my family members are there, so they all will be prepared to help you. So go into contact with some good, pious Muslim woman, and they will assist you along this journey of love of Islam, my sister. Barakallahu feek. Allah Ta'ala bless you. Last question.
I see whenever Brother Ibrahim Anderson sends a message, the pastor sends a message, he says, you are a cancer to humanity. You won't be forgiven in God's eyes. Ustad.
Who is a cancer, Pastor? Me, Markaz Sahaba, Radio Ansar, or Ibrahim Anderson? So you see, my brother Pastor, that what happens is, we are Muslims, and we say it loudly, boldly, and proudly. Proudly, not in a meaning of arrogance. Proudly, to thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, that you blessed us with the greatest gift of Iman and Islam. That is eating, drinking, sleeping, defecating, urinating, that everybody does. But when you have Islam and Iman and faith from the inner recesses of your heart, that is the greatest gift Allah conferred on a person and on humanity. Now you must go to BBC, and they got their documentaries. Go and see, they did an independent study, the decline of the cross, the death of Christianity. It's a dying religion, like Judaism and Hinduism and all that. That they can't be a success by worshipping idols, by worshipping Jesus, by worshipping this and so forth. So you must remember that. And Jutlas, you know, the haramis and so forth. They're the biggest thugs and murderers and terrorists in the world. So they can't. So only Islam is left. So they said, BBC, They said they got nothing to do with Islam. They give slanted news against Palestine and against Muslims many a time. So they said the rise of the crescent, that is the rise of Islam. You see, today is the first of the Islamic month. Last night, me and my wife, we saw the new moon, the crescent. We were praying, Ya Allah, that you make this month the month of khair and goodness and righteousness and so forth. So that is what you... That you can throw stones, you can do whatever. Nubahul kilab, la yadurru sahab. The dogs can bark. They're not going to harm the clouds in any way. You can call Ibrahim Anderson cancer. You can call me cancer. You can call Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, cancer, or Radio Ansar. It's not going to help us. The lesson you should take, if you remove your jaundiced eyes and your prejudice, why are people, male, female, fair in complexion, brown in complexion, dark in complexion, gravitating towards Islam? That is the question you have to ask. There must be something in it. You know the negative media Islam gets and so forth. Yet more and more people embrace Islam. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ They plot and they plan, and Allah has His master plan. We make dua for you, Pastor. Allah removes your cancer and your jaundiced eyes also. بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.